Let's try that again. Good morning, Marshfield Church.
Good morning.
How many of us had a good week this week? How many of us God showed up for this week in the smallest, minuscule to the grandest way? We've seen babies being born this week, families growing, lives are being blessed. And I just want us to remember that in everything that we go through and when things may seem weary and we may seem down, we need to remember how God has always brought us through. You may feel down and feel like God somehow forgotten, that you are faced with circumstances you can't get through. But right now it seems there's no way out, you're going under. But God's proven time and time again, he'll take care of you, and he'll do it again for you. He'll do it again. Oh, just take a look where you are now and where you've been. Hasn't he always come through for you? He's the same now as then. You're hurting. You see, he knows just how your heart has been broken in two. For he's the God of the sun, the star, and the sea. Yes, he is our Father. He'll calm the storm and he'll find a way to fix it for you, and he'll do it again for you. He'll do it again.
He'll do it again.
Just take a look where you are now and where you've been.
Hasn't he always come through?
But he'll do it again. Yeah. He's still God.
Yes, he's still God.
He will not fail you. Yes, he's still God.
Oh, yes, he's still God.
He will not change. Yes, he's still God.
Yes, he's still God.
know that God will most certainly do it again. He will do it again.
Thank you, Sabrina. We got some? Yeah, we got some special talents in our church. Two Sabbaths in a row, I'm balling with the special music, but the words are just terrific and so meaningful. Our scripture reading comes today from Daniel 12:1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time in trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. May God bring his blessings to the word.
Morning. I've been thinking about this for a little while. And my title is Lions, Beasts, and Dragons. Oh my. Lions, beasts, and dragons, oh my. Lions, and beasts, and dragons, oh my. It's enough to scare you to death if you don't know who's telling you about what's going to happen. Let's have our moment of prayer.
Troubles and care, I know that Jesus, my Savior, is there, giving me faith through darkest days, keeping me on the narrow way. Jesus, Savior, help me each day. Retreats at the touch of your hand, Jesus, Savior, help me to Savior, help me to stand.
Jesus died for me, canceled my debt at Calvary, rose from the dead, unlocked heaven's door, trust in his love and live evermore. Jesus,
told the Bible tells us at least 365 times not to be afraid. God isn't trying to scare the hell out of us. So why tell us about all the trying and scary events that are going to happen soon? Have you ever made a new friend lately? How do you grow that friendship? Now, there are casual friends, and then there are serious friends. Jonathan and David friends. When everything's falling apart, and you find yourself in it over your head, that's when you find out who your friends are.
Car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere. I get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the cream is gonna rise. This is what you really didn't know. This is why the truth don't lie. You'll find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast, gotta stop and think what's ever made. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Everybody wants to slap your back, wants to shake your hand when you're up on top of that mountain. But let one of those rocks give way, then you slide back down, look up and see who's around then. This ain't where the road comes to an end. This ain't where the bandwagon stops. This is just one of those times when a lot of folks jump off. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get that fast, never stop and think what's it ever made. Or it's way too far. Show on up with their big old heart. You find out who your friends are. When the water's high, when the weather's not so bad, when the well runs dry, who's gonna be there? You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get that fast, never stop and think what's it ever made. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with a big old heart.
you find out who your friends are. Yeah, yeah. You find out who your friends are. Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere.
Experiencing life together is what builds relationships, trust, promises made and kept. That's what God desires us to experience with Him, so that when this world hits the fan, we'll have built enough of a relationship with Him so that even though it looks like our goose is cooked, we'll be able to stand on His promises, knowing how much He loves us, as demonstrated by the cross. Pastor Joe Engelmeyer taught me a long time ago to underline all the promises in the Bible and the commands. What a powerful way to learn how much God cares for us. He tells us through His messenger, Ellen White, that we have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear for the future, except as we shall forget the way the Lord has led us and His teachings in our past history. That's why He tells us to remember the Sabbath day, so that we remember who He is and His great power. These are just a couple of those promises. First one you'll find in Matthew 28, 18 and 20. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Does anybody else have more authority than God? So can anybody else do anything to us? All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. So, yeah, are there some tough things gonna happen? You bet. Do we have anything to worry about? No. Nothing to fear. One of my favorite verses is in Joshua. It's Joshua 1, 1 through 8. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life, just as I have been with Moses. I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. What a friend we have in Jesus. He left heaven to come rescue us. And he has promised us, he's told us the difficulties that are coming. But he's given us promises and promises and promises. And he always keeps his promise. He will see us through. He will take us to be with him. We will experience life the way that it was originally meant to be. No sin, no heartache, no sorrow. Can you ask for a better friend? Dear Father in heaven, as the evil in this world presses down on us, encourage us with the psalm you gave to comfort your friend, David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou dost prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now it appears that her day is done, and the night is swiftly falling. But what can make my heart to fear? As long as you are here beside me, there is no sorrow I can see. So why should I walk when I feel my wings for flying? Every time that I'm with you, and why should I talk when I can't keep from singing? Every time that I'm with you, come hold me, my God, and let me know that feeling. Thy peace that passeth all understanding, that only you can give to me, that sets my heart and soul a-reeling. Every time that I'm with you, so why should I walk when I feel my wings for flying? Every time that I'm with you, and why should I talk when I can't keep from singing? Every time that I'm with you. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, thus you shall say to Aaron and to his sons, this is how you shall bless my people. You shall say unto them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine down upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And so they shall invoke my name on my people, and I then shall bless them.